Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The issue, of course, around the direct talks between Donald Trump and Hamas, or between the Donald Trump administration, rather, and Hamas, seems to have been a contentious one. Then there was this ultimatum that was issued by Donald Trump. That was after these talks. What does all of this tell us? Well, Eve Harrow is the Director of Tourism and Education for One Israel Fund, member of the board of A Cameras, Israel's affiliate, Perspectiva. She joins us this morning. Eve, a very good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm fine. It's a rainy morning here in the Judean Hills.
Okay, so that is absolutely beautiful. The idea that Trump spoke directly to Hamas with the view of releasing the hostages, how problematic is that?
Okay, well, first I do want to go on record as saying that this is my own opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of any of the organizations for whom I work. I am going to hope that this is coming from a really good place. Look, let's face it, the Israeli government has also been talking to Hamas, you know, and which in itself is also very problematic. I mean, you have this, to say a terror group, it doesn't even frame
do it justice.
Exactly what they've done. And also, look, every single Israeli, I think without exception, wants to see the hostages home. Everybody. It's just such a horrible situation. On the other hand, we are paying a very high price for the hostage release because many terrorists who never should have seen the light of day are now once again walking the street. So this whole situation is just very, very difficult for everyone. And we want it to end. And we want our hostages to come home also so that we can finish off the Hamas in Gaza. Mm. And so it seems like President Trump has also had it, that he's, it seems that he is, you know, very moved by the pictures of the hostages coming out who seriously look like they could have come out of the concentration camp in 1945 without exaggeration whatsoever. And he wants this to stop. I'm going to hope that this is being done in cooperation at some point with the Israeli government, that he's, you know, the American government hasn't gone rogue on such a sensitive issue. But I have to feel that we don't know most of what's going on behind the scenes. And there is a clock ticking when we see the people who have been let out recently. You know that whoever's left alive doesn't have much time, that they're just being starved to death and tortured to death. And so there is a tremendous, you know, there is tremendous pressure to get them out as soon as possible. But this whole situation that you can do terrible things and then kidnap Israelis and then you get whatever you want. Someone's going to have to sit and review that at some point because this can't continue. But I think what Israelis are trying to do here is kind of kick that down the road a little bit and finish this horrific situation. If the American administration can help in any way, and it is problematic, as you said, this is maybe the only way out. You know, whatever it takes, and then we'll do the cleanup and the heart-rending, you know, breast-beating afterwards.
So there's certainly been in fact, what you're really saying is that because of the way in which Donald Trump is approaching it, there is hope that him talking directly to Hamas comes from a place of just trying to resolve this, trying to get this closed so that Hamas can be removed.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what most Israelis are thinking and hoping. It's certainly much better than Qatar and Egypt being involved in the negotiations when they are flat out. And it's sad because especially when it comes to Egypt, with whom we have a peace treaty, they're not considered friends of Israel. That whatever they're doing is definitely coming from their interests, which are not Israeli interests. So if an outside force, in my opinion, has to get involved, I would certainly rather it be the Trump administration than anybody else, because I do really feel that he cares about Israelis. He cares about the situation, not just about the American citizens that are there, which, of course, is very important to know. But I think he cares about all of it and about this country very much. And he's completely disgusted with the kind of behavior that we've seen since October 7th. But for most Israelis, you know, it was the scale that was shocking, not actually what they did. They've been doing that already for decades, cutting off babies' heads and raping women and all of that. So, and murdering people and burning them alive. But this particular wound is now a year and a half old. And we know as Israelis, look, my son-in-law just was called back in a few days ago to reserves. My son is going back in a few weeks. So we know that we still have the fighting to do. We still, this war is not over, but we have to get the hostages home and out of harm's way in order to be able to finish this. And I believe that the Trump administration understands that very, very clearly.
Once this is all over and we are able to zoom out a little bit, the behavior of all of the countries around the participants will be looked at in a different way, not as emotionally, because time manages to deal with that. How do you think that Egypt will fare?
I think Egypt has a lot to answer for right now. They are breaking, they are flat out breaking the peace treaty. They have militarized Sinai again, which was not supposed to happen. And I think that they are also a big part of why we're in this situation, because they are signed on a treaty that if there's a war going on in a nearby country, they are supposed to house the refugees, the innocents, until the people who are fighting the war are finished. And they did not do that. They slammed, there's a border between Gaza and Egypt, and they slammed it shut. And a lot of the very difficult pictures that we see of the Gazan human shields that Hamas is using them for is Egypt's fault for not allowing them to get out of the way. So the dirty little secret, that I don't know if it's such a secret anymore, about the Arab world in general, is they really tend not to care about the other. They use them as political pawns, especially against Israel, but not only. So Egypt is going to have to answer to some very serious questions as to why they have behaved like this already in the last year and a half. And if we're already talking about, I mean, I would like to see that this problem would end, which is why Egypt and Jordan, if we're going to throw that in, whom we also have a peace treaty with, do not want to take the Gazans in because it will solve the problem. What Trump is saying, that we need to relocate the Gazans, I think it's a fabulous idea. It will give them better lives. It will give Israelis better lives. But that's exactly why you will find the Arab countries around Israel not agreeing to it, because it will solve the issue. And that's the last thing that they want to have happen. They want to keep Israel being attacked and under threat for as long as they can.
How has Qatar, who has housed Hamas for all of these years, and we know has also funded a lot of the anti-Israel propaganda around the world, how has Qatar ever been allowed to be part of that negotiation? Isn't it absurd?
That is a fabulous question. I mean, perhaps somebody thought that because they supported Hamas, they would have some pressure on Hamas. But that is assuming that they want Hamas to do the right thing, at least the right thing from the perspective of you and I. And I don't know how that happened. And I think that that is really awful and has just probably perpetuated what's happening here. But when you have billions and billions and trillions of dollars, then you can insert yourself into places where you really don't belong because, you know, you have that strength and you have that clout. So it's a great question. And I don't know why. There have been very few honest interlocutors here, not to put the European Union in the same basket as Qatar, but they're also not trustworthy. And it looks like right now the Trump administration in Washington is the best friend that Israel has. And if they want to go about trying to solve this, all we can say, you know, personally, what I'm saying, and I know that the Israeli government is having a more difficult time with it, but just as one little Israeli here, I hope that it succeeds.
That is where we leave it. Eve Harrow, thank you. Thank you for your very, very straightforward and honest view on it, speaking from your own perspective, just making that clear. Although Eve is the Director of Tourism and Education for One Israel and One Israel Fund, member of the board of CAMRA, but giving us a perspective of an Israeli whose son-in-law is involved, of course, as many, many Israelis are, in the war in the defense of Israel, about Donald Trump and the negotiations with Hamas.